FCC. And now the music's back.
It is. That means we're back on the radio.
All right.
So, fpp.cc, that is your website. Your newspaper is coming back in time for Liberty Forum, apparently.
Yes. I will get the finishing touches put on it this weekend, get the files to the printer on Monday, and should pick it up on Thursday.
Now, for those of you who won't be attending the Liberty Forum, you will be able to download a copy of Daryl's paper online in PDF form.
Yes.
And you can also subscribe to it as well.
Yes.
So, news.fpp.cc.
News.fpp.cc.
Now that everything's connected and it's working, we will, of course, talk to you about anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You may, if you wish, interact with the website by submitting content to it. The stuff you see on the front page there is, you know, news articles, blog posts, videos, stuff that you think is important. You get to submit the content in the first place to the website, and then you also get to vote it up or vote it down. So if you like it, vote it up. If you don't, you can all the way, you know, do the positive thing and just ignore it, or you can be negative and vote it down. It's up to you. Freetalklive.com is where you can go get interactive with that. And I know coming up, Daryl, you there's an issue with Amazon trying to put out some kind of digital currency. Some are saying this could be a challenge to Bitcoin. I want to look into that further. 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Also, we're on Skype. You can connect to us at username lrn.fm. Once again, that's lrn.fm. And then a phenomenon, a prank, a possibly very dangerous prank called swatting. Daryl will tell us about that as well. But first, I want to welcome our brand newest affiliate, AM 1240 WSDR. They're in Sterling, Illinois, and they've actually been on board for a few days now. I just haven't gotten around to adding them to the website until last night. So they are our newest affiliate, and they're on all week. Weeknights. Weeknights from 6 to 9 Central Time, carrying the show live. So welcome aboard to everybody listening to WSDR in Sterling, Illinois. I was poking around last night online looking for, you know, looking at the station and the coverage map. It also covers, WSDR also covers nearby Dixon, Illinois, and the two towns have kind of a similar level of population, if I'm not mistaken, around 15,000 people, I think, in each. And apparently, news out of Dixon, within just the last couple days, Comptroller Rita Crundwell sentenced to 19 and a half years in prison. District Judge Philip Reinhard sentenced former City of Dixon, Illinois Comptroller Rita Crundwell, who's 60 years old, to 19 and a half years in prison. She's going to die, likely, in there.
How many people did she kill?
No one. She diverted $53 million from city coffers to her own benefit. One of those benefits was buying horses. 400 of them, to be exact. At the time of her arrest, that's how many horses she had on her farm. The government had requested a prison term of over 20 years, while Crundwell's attorney sought some leniency for her cooperation and age by asking for only 13 years in prison. Judge Reinhard could not get over the amount of money involved and the length of time over which the crime was committed.
Okay, so it was over how many years that she stole $53 million?
I'll get to that here in a moment. I think it's about two decades. So, yeah, she was shuffling all kinds of money around. Now, the job of comptroller is handling money, if I'm not mistaken. So, Crundwell pleaded guilty in November of last year and has been cooperating with authorities since her arrest in the recovery of assets to repay the city. She knew the gig was up in April when she was first approached by the FBI and soon thereafter confessed to stealing the money over a 20-year period. The process by which Ms. Crundwell was able to obtain the funds was not extremely complicated. She created an account at Fifth Third Bank and named it RSCDA Account, Reserve Sewer Development Account. Nice choice of names. That account appeared, and by the way, this is coming from Forbes.com, this story. That account appeared to be for the benefit of the city of Dixon, but Ms. Crundwell was the only signatory and the only person who wrote checks from that account. The Capital Development Fund, and after creating false invoice, she would I skipped something there. She was the only one who wrote checks from the account. She would then cause Dixon funds to be deposited into another account, the Capital Development Fund, and after creating false invoices, she would write checks from that fund payable to Treasurer and deposited those checks directly into the RSCDA account, which was really her account. The bank assumed the money was for the city as well. Because they know who this lady is.
Right.
You know, she's not like some stranger coming into the bank, setting up a questionable corporation or a corporate account. She's the town comptroller. And she's been the town comptroller for a long time. It's Rita. She's coming in. She's doing her business. She's got this other account over here. Let's just move some money.
Oh, there's some new fund for the city.
Yep. Rita Crunwell had to be one of the most trusted people in Dixon. According to the story, she was on the town's payroll and had started working for the finance department for the city of Dixon while still in high school back in 1970. In 1983, she was appointed as the comptroller/treasurer, and 7 years later, she would begin her scheme that would span 22 years. The initial thefts started out small, amounting to $181,000 in 1991. That's small. I don't know about you, but I could use $191,000.
Yeah, that's small compared to the $682,500 that they're likely going to spend to keep her in prison.
Mm.
That's based on the average of $35,000 a year,
right,
which is what it generally costs to house a prisoner.
By 2008, Crunwell's thefts resulted in a diversion of $5.8 million for that year alone. Also, the height of the financial crisis. So, while everybody else is having a tough time with their finances, you've got this government bureaucrat shuffling $5.8 million into her bank account. It's crazy. All the while, Crunwell not only participated in budget meetings for the city with other city council members, but she voiced a need for Dixon to make spending cuts due to a lack of sufficient funds. All the while, her horse business thrived. The government, in a motion to the court, stated that Crunwell and her horses won numerous awards at national quarter horse competitions, including being named the leading owner by the American Quarter Horse Association for 8 consecutive years prior to her arrest. Accountant Joseph Petruccelli, author of the newly released book Detecting Fraud in Organizations, sounds like a page-turner, has seen numerous cases of once-trusted employees being responsible for large thefts from their employer. He said organizations tend to place a lot of trust in employees, but in this case, it's hard to imagine allowing this to go on for over 20 years. Petruccelli said in an interview that he has no relationship to the case and that Ms. Crunwell was in a powerful position without proper oversight, being that she was the only signatory on an account. 22 years is a long time to leave someone unchecked, and while she may have once been trustworthy, it appears that she developed the perspective that she could get away with fraud and put her own self-interests ahead of the interests of others. It's too late now, but the city of Dixon has learned a difficult lesson that perhaps many other cities and businesses can learn from, that nice lady that you trust so much might not be so nice.
Well, here's my question about this whole thing. Instead of spending more taxpayer money to basically house her for the next 19 and a half years,
yep,
why not make her return the $53 million that was stolen, plus say 10% interest for, you know, the 20 years? So, you know, actually make her do something that would be beneficial to
society.
Well,
they did spend time. Now, I agree with you. And you're talking about restitution. We can talk further about that here in moments. 855, 450, free. So I agree that would be an ideal situation. And, in fact, they did attempt to recover some of the assets that she had. But, I mean, she probably spent most of it on horses and feeding them and things like that. So how much of the $50 million she had remaining is another question. 855, 450, free. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, rapid heartbeat, night sweats? How about fatigue, nausea, low energy? Or what about sleeplessness, low libido, and fat storage, especially around the belly area? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it'll be practically impossible to get rid of these problems. But you're in luck because Amarin is the all-natural formula clinically shown to cause sustained weight loss in women over 40 with no big change in lifestyle.
Ambrin restores hormonal imbalance in women over 40, so the extra pounds fall away and the other symptoms simply disappear. To receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a free 30-day supply, just be one of the first 50 callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. Free supplies are limited, so be one of the first callers right now at 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
The SACL CAI toll-free lines at 855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line. And SACL has been behind this show for a long time. More years than I can recall. Because one of the guys behind the scenes, Jason Osborne, is a huge lover of the ideas of freedom. And he appreciates that we're getting it out there. So that's why he sponsors this program. And if you have a business and you find your accounts receivable to be an arduous and vexing task, get a hold of SACL CAI. They'll treat you and your customers with respect. You can find their banner right at the top of our banner column over on the right-hand side of freetalklive.com. So see them there. That's SACL CAI, 855-453. Also, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Coming up, the Amazon currency. We'll talk about that proposal here in a few moments. But we're still discussing the city of Dixon, Illinois, and their comptroller. This is the government bureaucrat who is essentially the treasurer of the organization. She was the lone person that was tasked with this responsibility, trusted with this responsibility for over 20 years. She started in high school in 1970, apparently. And she's now going to prison for almost 20 years. And you had brought up right before we went to the break, Daryl, that, you know, doesn't it make more sense for this lady to have to work to pay back this debt rather than just sit off time in a prison cell, which is only going to cost the taxpayers even more money?
Right.
Because she already embezzled $53 million in this case.
Yeah, and you made the point that, you know, most likely she has spent the money. And I agree, most likely she has.
Right.
But just like with any sort of situation, just say a bankruptcy, where, you know, the company doesn't have on hand everything that they owe to their creditors, so they do what's called liquidate the assets, where they sell everything at market value or as close to market value as what they can get, and then they pay off who they owe debt to. So the same thing should be done here. She has, what, 400 horses?
They've done that. According to the story, she turned over her 401k, had been spending most of her free time working with the FBI and financial agents to recover assets. So turned over her 401k, and she'll likely lose her pension and has worked with authorities.
Likely? Only likely?
Yeah, it doesn't say for sure. She has worked with authorities on identifying assets for sale, like horses, farms, truces, whatever that means. What is a truce?
I am not sure.
I know a truce is normally where you stop fighting. But no, $2 million, she had a $2 million RV that she was able to turn over.
Okay.
Jewelry, homes, etc. She also assigned two notes payable in her favor from two Dixon administrators who had borrowed money from her over the years. I guess her fellow employees must have just thought that the comptroller job paid pretty well. This is an opinion piece over at Forbes magazine's Mixing Opinion and News. City of Dixon Street Department employee Michael Stitcher was able to testify at the sentencing about the hardships that his department encountered when it needed funding. Stitcher stated that Crunwell told him regarding funding he requested, quote, if you know where the money trees is, I'll give you a dump truck, unquote. Other city employees testified to the budget constraints they encountered during Crunwell's tenure, including the Dixon police chief, Danny Landgloss, who said that Crunwell turned down a police budget request for radio upgrades that would have improved radio contact in dead zone areas of the city. Dixon Mayor Jim Burke asked Judge Reinhard to impose the maximum sentence and offered to Crunwell, quote, I hope she finds purpose in her life. Prosecutors said that Crunwell used to use clip art in the front of police or on the front of police budget covers that depicted people drowning or scissors in reference to budget shortfalls. So while she was rolling in dough, she was acting to everyone else as though the city were having a real budget crunch crisis.
Of course, because she needed to get her money.
Yes. She was taking the money right off the top. And then, I guess nobody else bothered to really check the books. That's what it sounds like. I mean, how hard would it have been for somebody to look and find...
Be like, hey, what's this sewer something fund that you have over here?
I guess somebody did finally look at the books, but it only took them 22 years to get around to catching this lady. And according to the story, Ms. Crunwell got her chance to talk at the sentencing and sobbed while she said, quote, I'm truly sorry to the city of Dixon, my family, and my friends. Once Judge Reinhard had his opportunity to weigh in, he let Crunwell know, quote, you have much better passion for your horses than the people of Dixon who you were supposed to represent.
So what was the total? I know you read off a lot of things that she turned over. Does it give a total of...
Not the value. No, we have no idea. Horses, farms, truces, $2 million RV, jewelry, homes, etc. So I'm going to guess, you know, 5 to 10 of the 50.
Yeah. Because I know horses are not cheap.
Certainly not. But a lot of that money's going to keeping those horses fat.
Right.
You know? And
if she still has 400 horses at, say, you know, 1,000 or 10,000 a horse,
mm-hmm.
then that's, you know, up to like $4 million.
Good point. Good point. And, you know, keep in mind she has been doing this over 22 years.
And a $2 million RV. So there's $6 million right there.
Yeah, but the $2 million RV, that's the price tag on the RV. It's probably not going to sell for that much.
True.
You're probably going to get $600,000 or $400,000 or something like that for a $2 million RV. I mean, I'm just throwing numbers
right out.
I don't really have any real idea about this. A court-appointed attorney for Crundwell asked that she be sentenced to a prison near Beloit, Wisconsin, the location of one of her horse farms that she purchased with the funds she stole from Dixon. The Bureau of Prisons, this is apparently a federal case, will have the final say on that one. Judge Reinhardt ordered Crundwell, who had been free on bail, taken into custody immediately after the sentencing.
So she wants to be closer to her horses.
They're not her horses anymore.
Right.
But
That just seems ludicrous. Like, you know, oh yeah, put me in this jail in Wisconsin so that I can then be closer to horses.
Well, obviously, the horses were very important to her. And I just thought it was a, you know, fascinating story. I was just looking around last night at, you know, Dixon and Sterling, Illinois, because we're now on the air in the area.
Right.
And I saw this story and thought, wow, this is really unusual. I mean, it's probably not that unusual that there are government bureaucrats sliding money around into bank accounts for themselves.
But that they're able to do it for that long.
But they were able to do it. She was able to do it for 22 years and get away with it and increase the money, too. They talked about how in this article she started with $181,000 and then at her peak in 2008, it was $5 point something million.
How does she think that nobody's going to notice that?
That's a good question. I mean, what could the town of, or, excuse me, it's a city at 15,000 people. What the? I think it's a stretch to call Keene a city at 25,000 where we live. 15,000? More of a stretch, but these are political designations.
Right.
You know, how large could their budget be? I know here in Keene, what is it, 25, 30,000, or $30 million or something,
something
is the city
like
budget?
That.
That doesn't include the schools. That's another $60
million. 62.3.
Yeah. So, 855-450-FREE, so if that were the case, $5 million is probably a humongous portion of the town's budget. She really was doing some amazing bookkeeping.
Yeah.
More coming up. Your thoughts are welcome. And more on the restitution concept. I think we need to dig into that further. We'll take your calls about whatever you want, though. It's Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCMteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey Water Filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
So what sort of things did this lady buy with her money that she had taken away from the city of Dixon in Illinois? We will get into that here in moments. Daryl has found a different story. I had gone through the one about from Forbes that informed us of a town comptroller, a city comptroller, who shuffled over $50 million into her own bank account over a period of 22 years, buying, well, we know she got a lot of horses and a $2 million RV, but what else? We'll get to that here in moments. 855-450-FREE. We will take your calls about what you want. Also, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. And still to come, we'll talk about Amazon in regards to Bitcoin, and apparently they're coming out with a digital currency. But first, want to invite you to where we're going to be in a week's time.
It's
going to
be
the
Liberty Forum.
That's right, the Liberty Forum. The Free State Project is putting it on again. I think it's the sixth or seventh one. I've been to every single one of them, and they are an absolute blast. You get to be around hundreds of other people who love the ideas of freedom and are going to and are doing things about it. Like you and I, Daryl, many of the people at the Liberty Forum have already made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But a lot of the people coming are coming up to maybe consider a move, or maybe they're planning on moving, but they just haven't gotten the chance yet. They haven't been able to cut all their ties and strings to where they live so they can move here to be around thousands of other people that get it about freedom. We know it works. We've seen the evidence that it works, that you know, concentrating activism is a good strategy and it's an effective strategy. Come up and feel what it's like. Experience what it's like to be around hundreds of other people who think like you do. Go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. It's not too late to get registered, not too late to get a hotel room. I don't know what the hotel price is right now because I know that the group code that they had expired a couple weeks ago. But you can still go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum and get registered, and we will look forward to seeing you there. There are going to be a lot of great speakers, panel discussions, after-hours parties, movie presentations. Vermin Supreme is going to be speaking and presenting his new movie.
He's speaking.
Yes, of course. I'm going to Vermin Supreme. Of course, he's going to have to do his routine. And his movie is actually unreleased, so you will be seeing a, I guess, a... a kind of an underground cut of the film. It's called Vote Jesus, and it looks like it's going to be awesome. So that's going to be happening, and Derek Day's Victimless Crime Spree will be premiering. There's just so much going on. I can't begin to tell you it all.
Who's the Friday keynote?
It hasn't been announced that I know of. They're really waiting to the last moment on this one.
Wow.
And I know that they're, you know, Chris Lawless told us that they had a couple of irons in the fire. Oh, I'm sorry. It has been announced. I just didn't get the announcement. Jack Spirko is going to be speaking on Friday night. So
that's from You Can Farm?
The Survival Podcast. Yeah. So is that one of his books you can
read? I think so.
Yeah, he's definitely into to that stuff. Then Tom Woods, of course, a Saturday night keynote speaker. All kinds of other great names in the speakers list. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. Go and get signed up. Use our discount code FTL2013 and save 10%. That's discount code FTL2013. As we go to the phones and to Skype, actually. Niall is on the line. Niall, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian. It's good to hear your voice again.
Hey, you're actually on with Ian and Daryl. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, my friend, I'm going to change your topic real quick to control of the airwaves. My friend just got a tattoo today, and it's a wonderfully done tattoo. It's on her forearm, like on the underneath part there.
Okay.
And it says, love, believe, receive. And it's a beautiful tattoo, except for the fact that the believe is spelled belive.
Oh!
And it's a very interesting thing because, like, I want to laugh really hard about it, but, you know, she's my friend.
Yeah.
And I sort of already made an ass of myself, I guess, on Facebook. But
meaning
I guess
you
I,
talked about it on Facebook and she we, saw
well,
that?
Well, it was even worse than that because, you know, I'm over here in Norway and, like, neither she knew how to spell believe and the tattoo artist didn't know how to spell believe because they're Norwegian, right? So she posted it on Facebook, the picture of the tattoo on her arm, and, like, she posted it, and at the posting time, she didn't know that it was misspelled. And so I said, need a spell check, like, she didn't realize that it was misspelled or anything like that, and it's just kind of gone downhill from there. But so I'm fascinated by this idea of, like, bad tattoos, and I would just love people to call in with the worst tattoos they've seen.
Sure.
I mean, you see these sort of pictures on the internet.
Oh, there's
like
no shortage
or whatever.
Of those.
There's even a TV show now
about bad tattoos.
Bad tattoos. Yeah, I think it's Spike.
And like people fixing them and things like that.
Yeah, so they pick some of the people that have the worst of the worst tattoos,
yep.
And they send them to tattoo artists that specialize in doing cover-ups. And one of the worst I saw, this guy had a giant pink bunny rabbit that it looked like an insane bunny rabbit tattooed on his butt.
Where else would you put a bunny rabbit?
This would be a good, I guess, question for Facebook. Because then people can link to the ones that they could. It's one thing to talk about the ugly bunny rabbit, but it's another thing to see it. This is a very visual topic. I'm not saying don't call and answer Niall's question. I do want to hear the stories. But it would be best if you actually had a picture of the tattoo that you're talking about so we can then, you know, have you post that. I'll post here in a moment. I'll post a question to our Facebook and Twitter. And then anybody who wants to respond, that would be an appropriate way to do it. Or you can always call in.
You know, because describing, I saw a tattoo where a guy had a picture of Bob Marley on his forearm or on his arm, and then up under it said Jimi Hendrix. So that's one of those things. You have to see it. Because otherwise it just sounds made up.
But it's so weird that it's like, it's almost like, you know, you think it's happening to someone else, somebody you don't know, but when it's your friend, it's just like, wow, I just got hit by a meteor like I was in Russia or something like that.
Yeah. Niall, I thank you for the call tonight and appreciate the story. 855 450 free. And that's cool that, you know, he was able to use Skype to connect with us. He was in Norway making
that
call.
He did not sound like he was in Norway.
No, it sounded great. And that's one of the nice things about adding Skype to the show has been that it's really opened up the opportunity for our international listeners to easily take advantage of getting on the air with us here. So whether you want to tell us about your bad tattoo story or you want to talk about the comptroller or whatever else, else is on your mind? 855-453. And, you know, with the I will definitely post the question, so we'll maybe get some good submissions of some really bad tattoos. And, of course, it would be best if you had personal experience with it. You'd think that somebody who's going to put a tattoo on their body would really deliberate. I mean, they would really, like, yeah. If you're going to spell something out, you should double-check, triple-check, just to make sure you're absolutely certain you've gotten the spelling right. I mean, I know how it can be. Just sending out a newsletter to my industry list, I like to send a test newsletter to myself so I can read it and make sure I didn't make any mistakes. But even if I do that once, I'll still probably make some mistakes sometimes, right. And I'll just miss it. But at least with a tattoo, you're probably only dealing with a handful of words at most. It wouldn't be too hard to triple or quadruple check the tattoo. But then again, if you're drinking heavily and you decide to get a tattoo, that may inhibit...
Or if your tattoo artist is drinking heavily.
Or in this case, the tattoo artist was foreign and didn't know any better. So it does buyer beware. It behooves you to make sure that you're asking for what it is that you want.
I saw a tattoo where somebody tried to get the porcupine logo, and it turned up looking more like a chupacabra.
855-450-FREE. Jack Spirko, by the way, according to Sci-Phase Online, is actually not the author of You Can Farm.
Yeah, I
That's
Googled
Joel
that.
Salatin.
Yeah.
And Joel Salatin was speaking, I believe, at last year's Liberty Forum as the keynote speaker.
Yeah, for some weird reason, I get them confused or think that they're the same person.
Jack Spirko is the host of the Survival Podcast, which is a daily online audio program that focuses on modern survival concepts and philosophy, teaches skills such as gardening and permaculture, food storage techniques, and a number of other things. So he'll be the Friday night keynote speaker, which is going to be in a week from today at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. You can learn more, get your tickets there. More coming up on the Comptroller, the government bureaucrat that manages to steal $50 million.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for less than $2.50 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up anything you want. Do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And that number is brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-453. Join us on Skype as well at lrn.fm. That's our username there. If you want to hook up with us on Skype, send a contact request. It will be accepted, and then it's easy for you to connect to us from that point on. So once again, go to or connect to us on lrn.fm on Skype. And the us tonight, it's Ian here.
And Daryl.
So 855-453 is our toll-free number as well. Coming up, the Amazon digital currency that is apparently going to be coming to fruition. We will explain. Some are saying this could be a competitor to Bitcoin. I'm pretty skeptical of that claim, but we'll get into details here in moments. And also, coming up, the residency situation that we didn't get a chance to talk about last week, Daryl. You and I were pulled over, along with David, another one of the activists in the area, and we can talk more about what transpired.
Yeah, and it's that. Actually a good thing that we didn't get to talk about it last week, because I found out some new information yesterday that I was able to give you from the NHCLU.
Yes, we will get more into that here in moments, 855-453, but we started the show out with a story about a comptroller, a government comptroller, essentially the treasurer of city government in the city of Dixon, Illinois, which is one of our brand newest affiliate, is located in the Dixon area, WSDR, out in Sterling.
And apparently Dixon is where Ronald Reagan grew up as a child.
It's a small world. So this lady stole over $53 million in a 22-year time frame, becoming more brazen as the years went on, starting with $180,000 and then moving up to $5.8 million, spending it on about 400 horses, a $2 million RV. And actually, Daryl, you've got a list of some of the stuff that this lady had as a result of shuffling all that money into her bank account. But one of the things that is this RV, the brand name of this RV was mentioned. So I went to
Liberty Coach Motorhome.
Right. I went to the website for Liberty Coach just to get an idea of what we're talking about here. These things are luxurious.
These are basically rock star tour buses.
That's absolutely what they are. I've never seen anything like this. Like, I'm blown away by how stunningly beautiful the inside of this bus is and how humongous it looks. I don't know if they're using some kind of camera trickery here, but this thing is huge. Yeah. Like, the inside space that the bus has, I'm looking at what could be arguably called the living room of the bus, And it's amazing. You can go to libertycoach.com to look at this thing and get some idea of what I'm talking about. But just fancy lighting, fancy, you know, walls, everything looks really exquisite and beautiful. She spent over $2
million. $2.1 million just on the motorhome.
Right. So what else did she rack up?
Well, this article that I have is from an ABC story from last year, April of last year, when at first they thought she had only stolen $30 million over 6 years. So, you know, turned out it was $53 million over 20 years. And at the bottom of this article, they list some of the things that she obtained with the illegal money. The $2.1 million Liberty Coach motorhome, a 2009 Kentworth T800 tractor truck that cost $146,787.
A tractor truck for like a farm?
Yes.
Okay.
A 2009 Freightliner truck that cost $140,000.
Wow.
A 2009 Chevy Silverado.
This presumably is to transport horses.
Presumably.
Yeah.
A 2009 Chevy Silverado that cost $56,646. And a 2009 Featherlite horse trailer that cost... Yep. $258,698. And it says between January 2007 and March 2012, she allegedly used city funds to spend more than $2.5 million on her personal American Express credit card.
Wow.
Including more than $339,000 on jewelry, spending an average of...
No, wait, hold on. This was just in 1 year on the jewelry?
I think this was the total from January of 07 till March of 12.
Okay, so a handful of years. Okay, go ahead.
An average of $5,380 a month on the American Express.
Oh, my. You know, that actually seems a little on the low side for how much she could have spent on the charge card. But then again, she went and she bought those trucks not on the charge card.
Right.
She just paid cash for those, right?
Presumably.
Presumably, yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah, it just says $2.5 million on the American Express. So, yeah, the vast majority of the $53 million was not going to the American Express. Because otherwise, that would just look too fishy, Ian, if
yeah.
everything's on the American Express.
I'm still looking at pictures of this Liberty Coach, the 2013 edition. I don't even know how to describe the opulence. I mean, imagine, like... You know, a really fancy Las Vegas hotel room.
Yes.
That's about at the level at which you've got as far as inside of this RV. It's incredible.
Oh, and take a wild guess what her annual salary was. Because that's 56. Mentioned in this article.
$56,000.
$80,000 a year.
Okay. And she had been there for a while, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
And nobody was the wiser for 20 years of her buying all these horses and all manner of ridiculous trucks and trailers and things like that.
Yeah, how do you afford these things on $80,000 a year?
Well, you know, I think it begs the question, how often is this happening? I mean, because, you know, when this kind of story comes out, the government makes itself look like, well, we're doing the right thing here, where we've caught this crook and we're punishing her, but how many people like her are out there? How many comptrollers and treasurers around the country and other government bureaucrats are just shuffling money into their pockets to a lesser extent, but still, you know, lining their, doubling
that
their
paychecks.
That is a
very good question.
Yeah.
You know it has to happen.
Of course.
Just the law of probability says that there's at least 100 people across the country, because there's, I think, 3,000 counties across the U.S.
This wasn't even a county. This
and,
was just a city.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know the total number of cities and towns.
Oh, who knows?
I just know the total number of counties is roughly 3,000.
Right.
I think it's actually like 3,100 and, you know, 40 or something. So just assume that there's, I don't know, 50,000 municipalities across the country. If only 1% are doing this, then that's, what, 500?
Yeah. and how much money is each one of them involved in.
Yeah.
What kind of money are they moving around? And of course, God, who was I talking to recently? I was talking to somebody who was working in some government agency and just explaining to us how ridiculous the amount of waste was in this government agency. It was just all over the place. Oh, I know who it was. I'm not going to say who it was, but I remember who it was. Somebody who has credibility with me. She's been working at this government agency. She's not working as a government bureaucrat. She's a contractor who's working with this place. And she just sees a tremendous amount of waste. These government bureaucrats are able to take toilet paper home with them. They take propane home with them. They're like, hey, you need propane? Just come fill up your tank. No problem. I mean, they're loading up with all manner of technical equipment that they're just buying and stacking up in this place. There are whole floors of the building that are completely unused, and they're just storing stuff in there, stuff that they're buying with the money in their budgets.
Oh, we've got extra money, so let's buy more of this.
Because if they don't spend it, they don't get the same budget the next year. And so, you know, whether the graft that's going on, the corruption that's going on, doesn't just stop with the comptrollers. In a lot of cases, it's government-wide.
Yeah.
And there's nothing you can do about it either, because, well, if you're really upset about the fact this comptroller stole $50 million, what are you going to do? Stop paying property taxes? Then they're just going to come steal your home from you.
Yeah.
So what can you really do about this?
You can vote, Ian.
That didn't stop her from taking $50 million from people. You couldn't vote for the comptroller in this town, I doubt. Usually a comptroller is in a position that's appointed or hired by a city council or city manager. So,
well, vote for a different city council.
There you go. That'll solve everything. And I don't, I don't oppose the idea of voting. I think that if you're in a place like New Hampshire, where you've actually got a high amount of activism and a large concentration of activists, you can see votes make a difference. We saw that happen at the school board meeting.
Even
earlier
in
this
Grafton,
week.
Which is a very small town, they were able to reduce the budget by 10%.
That news I posted to freekeen.com this week, so if you didn't see that, that was incredible news. Grafton's really putting themselves on the map as far as activism is concerned, and kind of makes Keen look bad in comparison. I mean, we should be able to do better than that, but they dwarfed us. Anyway, more coming up. Hour 2's next. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system. On a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.